practice, and I'm going to end the practice this morning, kindness feeling practice. I'm going to end it with the traditional phrases, because I know that there are some people here. Could you remind me again of who has not done any metta practice before? Could I see the hands? There are a couple more people.
Yeah.
Okay. So because you've not done the traditional way that it's taught, I'm going to end with the traditional way that it's taught, which is to repeat some phrases. So I'm going to do about 10 minutes of that just to give you a sense of how it's usually taught. And today I'm going to expand what we did yesterday for ourselves to including other beings in that radiating of kindness. Okay? You're all back. It's so great. I love to see you. Okay. Good. So we always start the loving kindness practice with the instruction to sit as comfortably as you can. It's always helpful at the beginning of a practice to pay attention to the body. Notice all of the little tightnesses and ways in which we're sitting that may not promote our comfort. Pay attention to your shoulders, let them relax, pull them down by your angel wings, by your shoulder blades. And what's helpful to keep your energy alert is to imagine that there's a string holding the crown of your head up, connecting it to the heavens, so that your head is tall on your neck and your chin is slightly tucked, just slightly, so that it's not back and hurting and scrunching your neck. So let your neck be long, the back of your neck be long. And pay attention to the muscles of your face. We sometimes habitually wrinkle our faces. See if you can let your brow be wide and the muscles of the face relax. Pay attention to your spine. Let it be erect. But not overstretched or tense. And keep reminding yourself of alertness and relaxation so that you include both elements in the way you come to your meditation seat. And then become aware of the general form of your posture. And whatever textures are in the body, hardness, softness, heat, cool, fluidity, stiffness, heaviness, lightness, vibration. The spine supporting the whole mass of the body. And imagine you're actually sitting in a comfortable seat. It makes you feel warm and comfortable. Perhaps you have a favorite chair at home or a place that you like to relax. Just imagine the body is in that kind of ease and fluidity and comfort. And just recognize the brightness of the day. and the beautiful sounds that are arising outside. And give yourself time to take it in. And let the rhythm of your breath to you, so that you're not forcing your attention on it. You're just noticing, oh, there's this perhaps steady rhythm of the breathing, and you don't have to force it or make it happen. It's happening all by itself. And just sense how the breath maintains our lives, maintains your life. Each in-breath and each out-breath washing energy through this body. And then feel the pulses in the body washing energy through it. Warm blood flow moving through all of your tissues and your organs. It's a pretty miraculous thing, this body. Take in the sense of this whole organism working and moving blood and air and everything, all of the vital requirements of life are being carried through and supporting your life force. Draw the attention through the core of the body out through the mass that surrounds it, the whole body sitting here. All of the tissues. And realize or consider the vitality and the sensitivity this physical body. And then allow the sense of wishing well to this pulsing, flowing, warm body. Wish it well. Towards the health of the body. Sense of wishing well through all of the spaces in the body, around the whole body, even places that feel unwell, places that feel vigorous and places that feel neutral. It's like this whole sense of well-wishing and health surround and pervade the whole body, from the top of the head to the soles of the feet, and everywhere in between. And then let your attention come out to the surface of the body. And if there is any one instruction that I give that feels like you want to stay with it, please feel free to do that. You don't have to move away to move to the next thing. You can linger at one instruction for the whole period if you'd like. It's okay. So come to the surface of the body and see how you sense just the skin that encloses the body. And be aware of it as like a protective boundary. And also acknowledge it as what connects the inner to the outer, and that it's porous. Feel the tingling energy at this boundary. There's tingling and pulsing as the body senses and connects with the outer world. See if you can feel where there's that aliveness at the boundary of the skin. Between what is inside the skin and what is outside the skin, the sense of being in here and that there's an out there. How we think of ourselves as being limited by the boundary of the skin, the largest organ in the body. And then acknowledge your alertness at this periphery. It might even help to put your palms up rather than down so that you're receiving the energy that is exchanged between this body and what we perceive to be the outside world, the outer world. So settle and calm at this place of sensing the interaction of the skin with the external and the internal. And keep one sense of being out there to be the space just a few centimeters in front of your body. And complete the space by sensing it wrapping around the entire body like a second skin, above, below, in front, sides, and behind. And let your awareness move into this in the same way that it moved from the core of the body out to the tissues. just on the body. It's also including the space that's a few centimeters around the whole body. So this is a further subtle layer of finer skin that can also protect, that can enclose and connect by suffusing the space. Sense of benevolence, an inclination to nurture. The Buddha said, you can search the entire world for someone more deserving of your love than yourself, and you will never find it. You will never find such a one. You are most deserving your benevolence, your inclination to nurture, and your love, your kindness. Now contemplate the energy of connection. What attunes to balance and harmony between the inner and the outer. Take in the benevolence of this connected space. And let the energy in the space radiate over your body like a warm sun. Do it a zone at a time, or you can do it as a kind of general radiating warmth that touches every zone of the body. Start with the abdomen and let it, the space, receive the breathing movement there and take that in. Really feel the breath moving in and out of the abdomen. To the chest and moving in and out, and really feeling what happens on each breath, on each in-breath, the expansion, the fullness of it, and how it starts to let go on the out-breath. Feel that deeply, and feel how that breath is nurturing, like a sun, the whole body. Let your energy wash over the whole body, the mouth, the face, the cheeks, the neck, the shoulders, the back, the whole body, being washed with energy. Bathing each area and each organ with kindness. And if there are difficulties with this, try to recall some time when one received kindness from another being. Whether it can be an animal, or another human being, and recall how that felt. Return to that feeling and try to sit within that in the present moment. Work that kindness into every tissue, moving around the entire body. Back to the sense space in the body and acknowledge that this extends further and further out. And get a sense of this boundlessness without going out, staying within. Stay connected to the body from its core through to its periphery and into the immediate space. But let your sensing go out as if you were feeling a space around you. You're not disconnected from it, but actually the space is part of you. And let the sense of benevolence extend with that awareness. Maintain your connection to your body. And settle into that sense of extended, unhindered openness with no object. And that sense of boundlessness if you allow your perspective to move into that sense of boundlessness, it's as if you're in your body completely but feeling as if there is no end to it. And allow the feeling that as the body is wide and open and there is a boundlessness to the sense of benevolence and kindness, that what you are sensing into is the enormity of your own heart. The ability of your own heart to be boundless and clear. And as you are feeling into that, allow someone whom you respect deeply, who has been unconditionally kind to you, if there is such a person in your life. Be a grandchild or a pet or a mentor or a teacher. And the texts say this is someone who brings a smile to your face. Imagine that person moving into the extended space that has opened up. Notice if the energy changes, stay connected to your bodily presence. Let your imagination rest and just bring up the sense of this being connected in this beautiful, benevolent space with you. And acknowledge any effects in terms of the change of mood or how that affects your energy. Don't lose parts of your body or switch off parts of your extended awareness. Stay centered and whole, and allow your friend or your benefactor, as we call them, to come nearer and be at a comfortable distance in front of you in this space of your heart. And take in from this being and send out to this being the energy of well-being and kindness, nurturing. Sun is now bathing both of you together in your heart with kindness, caring, well-being, safety and peace and ease. Now let this person move away, maintaining the energy and the inclination of kindness. And then practice in the same way, now with a dear friend. Feelings may be not quite so unconditional with this friend. Maybe there are mixed feelings. You love this person, but there's still mixed feelings with this person, a dear friend. Just as you brought in the benefactor who brought a complete smile to your face, bring in this friend into this large heart, this boundless space, and bathe them with that same feeling of goodwill, inclination towards nurturing, and while you're doing this, don't attach to any mood changes that may arise, any stories that may start to come in about these beings and your relationship with them. Just keep the sense of a connected space, your own bodily presence, and the sense of exchanging energy. Receive what is out there and send what is in here. And if what's out there seems unbalanced or overwhelming, consolidate your own presence by sensing the bodily core, and then the surrounding mass, and then the skin, and then the space immediately around. And let what is received wash over the periphery and be assimilated, allowing it in as it feels appropriate. Someone. a little bit more neutral, somebody that you have no feelings for or against, no particular attraction or repulsion, just someone maybe that you've seen in life on the grocery store or the post office or the bank, or someone here that you've seen but you haven't given much thought or time to. And let that person come into this feeling of benevolence and well-being and kindness and nurturing. You're still in a boundless space. And again, notice mood changes without attaching to them. Perhaps there is someone in your life that brings up negative states, anger, resentment, jealousy, annoyance, irritation. Don't choose the most difficult person that you know, but just someone who elicits some negativity from you. And in this still connected, easy, easeful state, this boundless place of knowing the periphery of your being and the boundlessness of it. Invite this difficult person into a connected space where you acknowledge the shared dilemmas and joys of existence. Just as you want to be happy, so do they want to be happy. Just as you want to be safe and healthy and at ease, so do they. Again, acknowledging graciously any changes of mood that brings, and see if you can nevertheless maintain a sense of benevolence and kindness. Keeping your own presence clear. Whatever is received or comes up, keep your own conscious sending forth free from the wish to harm or to blame. Keep your awareness connected to your own presence, to the impression of the other, and to the space between you. To holding and letting the energy in from that connection. Let that energy be free from ill will. Allow the moods and the perceptions and the reactions to arise within that connected space so that you're not denying them, rejecting them, pushing them away, allowing them to arise, and yet being firmly grounded in this aligned intention for goodness, for goodwill, for patience. Connected space that can hold all of these complications, complexities, seeming paradoxes, because it's a connected space of warmth and caring and goodwill. And if you can stay open subside within that kindly space. And then you can practice in this way with negative perceptions of yourself, coming back to yourself. Notice the favored, the competent, the successful aspects of yourself, and then the unfavorable, flawed, and what you perceive as inadequate in your own being. I have to carry all of this. May I be well. May I hold this in extended and kindly awareness. May I be safe. May I be healthy and strong and live with ease. These are the wishes of goodwill. As a concentration practice, having established this ground of kindness, this extended, boundless space that can hold all the contradictions of life. You can repeat these wishes that help to cultivate the heart of kindness. For safety, may I be safe and protected from harm. For mental happiness, may I be at peace and be happy. For physical happiness, may I be healthy and strong body. Ease, free from struggle, struggling with the conditions of life. May I be at ease, safe, happy and peaceful, healthy and at ease. And you can go through this progression in the same way with these phrases, wishing them for yourself. And then for a benefactor, someone who brings a smile to your face, and then to a dear friend, and then to a neutral person, and then to a difficult person. And we usually end our practice of loving kindness by extending this feeling of kindness, this pervading of well-being, this pervading of goodwill, this pervading of a sense of ease and happiness. Or the simple wishes that we repeat. We extend it out to the whole of the universe, to all beings. And so now, if we're doing it by the radiating out, we imagine that the space, this boundless space that has been created, invites all the beings from every direction, almost a complete compendium of all living beings, seen, unseen, born to be born, heaven realms, hell realms, all genders, non-genders, transgenders, every being without exception, on the earth, crawling, walking, swimming in the sea, flying in the air, all beings everywhere, to the north, to the northeast, to the east, to the southeast, to the south, to the southwest, to the west, and to the northwest, above and below, all 10 directions, we bring all beings into this boundless space and radiate this goodwill, this kindness, this benevolence, like the sun, so that it covers every single being in this universe and beyond. Not one single being is unwelcome. There's a gracious hospitality, and we are the host. And if you'd like, you can send good wishes in addition to this sense of benevolence, wishing for the safety of every single being, every precious being, this whole floating world. The mental happiness. May all beings have mental happiness. Be happy and peaceful. May all beings have physical happiness. Be healthy and strong. May all beings live with complete ease, free from struggle. Now let your imagination rest and wrap your kindness around everything.